It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's opening day of the Pittsburgh Pirates 2013 season. And before you hear the cry of play ball, there are some other traditions to tend to, one being the performance of the national anthem. This year's opening day anthem will be performed by Noah Bendix Balgley, violinist and concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and he joins us now in Studio A. Noah Bendix Balgley, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So how much of a baseball fan are you?
I'm actually a big baseball fan. I grew up in different places in the States, but I grew up going to games out in the Bay Area, actually, Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants, and then lived for a time in Cincinnati. Went to a lot of Reds games, and I'm really enjoying being able to go over to PNC Park in Pittsburgh and see the Pirates play.
You don't often see a classical musician performing the national anthem, but if there's one place where it's a little more common, it's the Bay Area, right?
Maybe. I mean, I like the opportunity to be able to bring classical music, classical style music to places where it's maybe not so usual that you would find it, and a baseball stadium would be that. So I have my own arrangement for solo violin of both God Bless America and the Star Spangled Banner that I'll be playing on opening day on Monday.
How difficult is it to play the national anthem on the violin? I ask this because singers often say how difficult it is. There is the range of octaves. Mm-hmm. Is it similarly difficult for a string player?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, for singers, it's notoriously difficult. Just to play the melody for a string instrument is really not that difficult, but I didn't want to leave it there, so I made some variations on it and threw in a bunch of the kind of technical hurdles that a lot of classical violin pieces have. So I've made it actually quite difficult for myself.
And what are some of the things that you've put in?
Well, I play a lot of the times a violinist plays just one line, one melody line on one string. And for my version of it, I'm playing almost always two, three, even four strings at the same time. So multiple voices, multiple lines at the same time, and different bow techniques, sometimes playing with a bow very, very quickly called tremolo, even some pizzicato, some plucked things. I tried to throw in a little bit of everything. A lot of the great violinists of the past would do similar things with well-known melodies, things like God Save the King. There are variations on those, or other national anthems. So I looked at those for inspiration and tried to make my own version.
Do you feel like you have more license to create a variation on the anthem in particular, simply because we see more and more singers doing that today?
Perhaps. I mean, for me, the important thing is to keep the melody forefront, keep that first. And all of the variations I do, the melody still stays very recognizable and very clear. I'm just trying to take advantage of the opportunities that the violin offers to add something to the melody and do something interesting, something fun with it. And I actually played a version last year at Memorial Day at the park, and based on that, that's actually how I've been booked to come and play for opening day.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Noah Bendix Balgley, violinist and concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. So you're going to be playing at PNC Park today, and how different is it playing before a stadium crowd than a concert crowd?
Well, it's a completely different atmosphere. When I did it before, it was great. You know, people get really excited and emotional about the national anthem, actually, and it's a really important part of the baseball game experience, actually. So the thing I had to get used to was playing in such a huge space where it's amplified, and actually, when I'm playing, I can't really listen to what the sound in the stadium is because there's a bit of a delay. It's a half a second or three quarters of a second after I play, so I sort of have to ignore what I hear around in the bigger space and just focus on what's going on right next to me with the instrument.
How hard is that to do?
It's a little bit distracting, but I had a chance to rehearse it, so I got used to it.
One thing about a baseball game is there's noise being made at all different times of the game. But the one time that the crowd is really silent is during the national anthem. So you're going to have the undivided attention of some 41,000 or so people. How nerve-wracking might that be?
Well, it's nice to have the undivided attention of so many people. I'll be a bit nervous. That's the most people I've ever played for. But it's a great opportunity. I'm very excited about it. It's actually, I feel pretty honored to be starting a baseball season here in Pittsburgh. So,
so what could possibly top opening day for you?
The World Series, maybe.
So are you thinking if I do a good job today, I'll get asked back?
Well, I hope so. That'd be great.
Do you think it could be like the good luck charm for the Pirates?
I mean, I hope so. I think it's a good team this year. We'll see. If they attribute it to that, I don't think I can really claim any responsibility. But
the late PNC Pops conductor, Marvin Hamlisch, was a big baseball fan. Did you and he talk baseball from time to time?
Well, I just started with the Pittsburgh Symphony last season, so I luckily had a chance to work with him actually twice, which was great. He was an incredibly generous, funny, warm person, and you're right, he always included his love for the Yankees and for baseball in his talks during the concert, his little shticks. But I didn't really talk to him specifically about baseball. I just know he had a deep love for the game. It was really crazy about the New York Yankees.
Are you as crazy about the Pirates as he was about the Yankees?
Maybe I'm getting there. he had a lifetime of rooting for the Yankees growing up there. So,
Noah Bendix-Bagley is violinist and concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He's playing the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, as well as God Bless America at today's Pirates opener against the Cubs at PNC Park. Noah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.